You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One live at TIFF 2017. Today we get to speak with director Sean Menard. Sean is the director of The Carter Effect, a documentary that looks at the impact that Vince Carter, former Toronto Raptors player, had on the city and the country. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Welcome to the podcast. We are really excited this week to be live at TIFF with director Sean Menard. Am I saying it right?
Yeah,
Sean Menard?
You nailed it. Yeah.
All right. Sean Menard is the director of The Carter Effect, which is the latest documentary on, well, maybe one of the only documentaries I know on Toronto sports history. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it, Sean. Can you tell us a little about The Carter Effect?
Yeah, I mean, really, the idea just kind of stemmed from being in the city and seeing the fans that would come out for the Raptors playoff games, you know, since now called Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But when it started, it was very organic. It was just a bunch of fans that didn't have tickets to the game. Tickets here, as you know, are pretty expensive, especially in playoffs.
For sure.
And they just wanted to kind of be around other like-minded fans and watch on the big screen. And then what happened was just taking a look at that and recognizing in the NBA, seeing these first-round picks coming from Toronto. Two years in a row, first round.
Yeah, it's true.
We've never had that before. And these guys are talking about Vince Carter as the one that influenced them.
Mm.
So for me, it was just, okay, how did we get here? Because it was not like that in the early 90s.
When yeah,
I first came
no, for
here,
sure.
It was a laughing stock. So my job was just to kind of fill that gap.
You growing up in Hamilton, me growing up in Toronto, one of the most interesting things about the documentary to me is that I felt like I was reliving a piece of something that I lived, because Vince's role in Toronto in the Raptors franchise is so unique to really any team, not just our basketball team, but any team here in sports. What is it about him that set him apart from other athletes?
I think it was the way he played the game. I think it's you can watch with a low basketball IQ or not that much knowledge in the game, you can identify him with, you know, right away when he's doing something that's just different.
Yeah.
The way he flashed through the air, his mom in the film, when I sat down to interview her, she says, Vince is an artist. He was like watching ballet in the air. What a great way to put it in perspective, right? So it was the way he did it and the emotion that he had kind of led to, was that answering your question?
Yeah.
I can't remember even.
What set him apart? Yeah.
Yeah, set him apart. And then also, I mean, the effect part is what he did away from the court. He didn't just show up and play the game that way. He was involved with charities. He donated a court just outside of Toronto there in Etobicoke. And of course, he was involved in the nightlife. All these things to try and bring a bigger spotlight on the city and show other Americans when they come here that this city is, you know, one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world, and why it's like that.
Yeah. Well, was there anything in particular, because you, got a chance to sit down and talk with him, was there anything that surprised you about him or his story?
Nothing really surprised. I tend to not go in with these huge, lofty expectations in an interview. I've got a rough idea what I want to discuss, but I hope that something that's brought up, if it's new to me, I want to explore and go down that path. So I wouldn't say I had any expectations on what he was going to say to me. My concern was I was told I was only going to get 20 minutes with him.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So the Memphis PR actually stood up 20 minutes in, and I'm nowhere near covering this thing.
Yeah.
And Vince tells the person to sit down. We're going to keep going. And
we've
been going for another 40 minutes. Now, he doesn't have to do that. He's a busy guy. It was right before playoffs, our last kind of window to get him. And I think what showed me that was that he had a lot of this story he wanted to get out. And he still has that huge nostalgia and passion towards a place that started his professional career.
It's interesting that you say that, because I know, of course, you had Drake on there, and I think he's one of the executive producers, as Drake's. And Drake is talking, and he talks about the term the Carter Effect almost as something that's bigger than basketball. Not just the Carter Effect on the city, which is what I assumed you meant, you know, before the film started, but there seems to be something bigger that he was talking about. I was wondering, what did he mean? Do you know?
I mean, well, it's open to interpretation, but I mean, definitely the fact that you had a player from America come up here, play the way he did, and influence people outside of the sport of basketball. Sometimes that's what it takes, right? It takes someone that you're around, that's right in your city, that's on the international stage. I mean, at that time, Vince Carter, slam dunk contest, Toronto across the chest, we had never seen that here before.
Yeah.
We never had a basketball player even have our franchise be televised in America, let alone around the world at that time. So what that does is it kind of sets a spark and lets you know that it is possible to shine outside of your own city, even though you come here.
You know, that image of him on the slam dunk with the ball between the legs is one of those Toronto visual things. It's iconic. It's iconic. It's up there with the bat flip and from hockey, Bill Barilko's diving goal. And it's just this incredible image that just sort of it sticks with you. But one of the things I loved about the film as well is you really dove into some of the key relationships that were going on. And one of the most interesting ones I thought was you really get him to connect with Tracy McGrady. You get for growing up at that time, watching Tracy and watching Vince, they were seen as a 1-2 punch. You had like almost Shaq and Kobe, Jordan, Pippen. I was wondering how important are those sorts of relationships when you're building a team, do you think? Because I know it seemed Tracy just kept talking about how lonely he was before Vince got here. And things seem to change.
Yeah, it's huge, right? Because when Tracy got here, he was just an 18-year-old kid. You know, he's making millions of dollars, and he's up here on his own. I think that's kind of my job as a filmmaker is to strip that away, that persona we hold these athletes on high pedestals. But at the end of the day, even though they're the 1% in their field, they're still going to work every day, and it just happens to not be, not in an office. It happens to be, as a professional basketball player. But I think that was important to kind of explore that and hear about the dynamics that go on away from the game.
Yeah, of course. You know, it was interesting. Talk about the dynamics away from the game, and I'm glad you bring that up because Tracy, I think it was footage. It wasn't in the modern day interview with him, but there's footage of him when he leaves for Orlando, and you talk a little bit about the difficulty for Vince and for the franchise about Tracy leaving. But Tracy makes a comment and says, "I hated to leave you, but it's a business, baby." And it was a really interesting contrast because the film seems to show a tension between it being a business, and Vince keeps talking about how it feels like home. I think he even quotes Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. Do you think it's hard? Was it hard for Vince, or did you get the chance to talk about whether it was hard for it to draw a line between the business and the home aspect?
I think so. I think it definitely was. I mean, I feel from talking to Vince, the way he kind of looks back on everything was almost like a relationship with a partner, a first love, right? Because it really was. It was him becoming a professional in this city. But it ended on not the best terms.
Yeah.
So he kind of looks back and wishes that, wish that connection with the fans, we could still be friends. And that was an important part to cover that because it didn't end, in the way that it should have, right? Because you're from
It's Toronto. Nasty. It was nasty, Sean. I've never seen anything like it here. Honestly, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, man. We're having a conversation. That's great. I mean, because you're right. And be able to see, that's something that surprised me is how many fans still feel resentment towards him. And I hope that this film is something that they watch and is a little bit of closure in how they should feel, and it should be all positive on the impact that Vince made.
Can we talk about that impact? Like, why do you think Vince's departure had such an impact? Because, let's be serious, we talk about the business of the sport. We see people come in and out of Toronto for years. I mean, and there's always been an issue with the Raptors, publicly, I don't know behind the scenes, but publicly this perception that people just don't want to come to Canada. You know, there were rumors at one point, I don't know how true they were, but rumors of like Antonio Davis saying he didn't want his kids to learn the metric system and all this stuff, not sending people to Canada. But, and when they come back, they usually get booed. They get booed the first time back. You see it in baseball, hockey, everything. But Vince was, it was nearly a decade of solid negative views from the culture, from, and I think Vince's mom says the first 3 and 4 years were the times when it actually came down a level. It's like it was up at 10, and it came down to a tolerable level of boost. I've just never seen anything like that in Toronto sports. Why do you think that Vince had such an impact? It's unlike anything we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of covered it all there. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm interviewing me. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, people up here felt that he wasn't putting towards the passion and the level that they were seeing. There was an iconic press conference where you have the greatest dunker of all time basically saying he doesn't want to dunk anymore. So people just, it's the same thing I see it in baseball when ex-Blue Jay players come back. You boo them, and it's unfortunate because you kind of strip away all the nice things that they did, and also fans aren't privy to the business side of sports. We don't run out on those closed-door meetings and what happens. So, yeah, man, it's unfortunate, but hopefully people will watch it and get to know the whole story.
Do you think that as a sports culture, or even just as our culture, we view our athletes unfairly? Maybe we expect too much of them? Because, like you said, it seemed like a really nasty divorce, almost.
Yeah, I do think that, but I think a lot of that comes from the passion of you know? I think the fans live and breathe the team, and they feel a certain way when they leave. They feel like they've been abandoned. And, I mean, it's part of what makes the fan base so beautiful up here, but it's also it's disappointing at times. You know, you wish that even on athletes, if they have an off night, instead of turning to the chorus of boos, I would like I'd rather see them, you know, a little bit more positivity. But I mean, that's what makes you know, Toronto sports fans, you know, and when opposing teams come here and they're not well liked, they have a real tough time.
Well, okay, as we start to wrap up, Sean, I just want to ask you a two-part question. We talk a lot about forgiving Vince, but the story really tells you another side of the story. Do you think that Vince needs to be, quote, forgiven? And do you think Vince forgives us?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, for me, I'm trying to take an objective approach.
Sure, of course.
You know, I want that, yeah, what I think the beautiful part about, you know, watching a documentary is for people to form their own opinion and to kind of have those questions answered.
Of course.
And I'll say this. I think Vince Carter should absolutely have his number 15 jersey hanging from the Raptors. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone else on that team in the history of the franchise should be able to wear 15. Mm. I think there should be a bronze statue up in front of the Air Canada Center. And hopefully this film is kind of a step towards people, you know, realizing that.
Absolutely. And Can you give him a message for me? Absolutely. On behalf of everyone in Toronto? Thank you, Vince. We're sorry.
I think the message was received by the sellout that we got tomorrow night at the Princess of Wales Theater. So, hey, man, pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Sean. Thank you so much. Is Carter Effect being released in theaters, or do we have a deal yet?
He's a free agent right now, but okay. That's why these festivals exist.
Of course.
For people to come in and find a home for it. So. Well,
hopefully you will, and hopefully you'll get a chance to see it. Carter Effect, great, great film. Thank you so much for talking with us, Sean.
My pleasure, man.
All right, thanks so much. And as always, we started the conversation. This was Greenfish.